The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The one who comes from above is above all. The one who is of the earth is earthly and speaks of earthly things, but the one who comes from heaven is above all. He testifies to what he has seen and heard, but no one accepts his testimony. Whoever does accept his testimony certifies that God is trustworthy, for the one whom God sent speaks the words of God. He does not ration his gift of the Spirit. The Father loves the Son and has given everything over to him. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever disobeys the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God remains upon him. The Gospel of the Lord. For the last couple of weeks, I've been teaching the eighth graders at the school about confirmation. And you know, we hear that in the first reading there, that when the Holy Spirit is with somebody, it really changes their whole being, the way that they function in the world. And that's one of the things I was trying to make them realize. I think sometimes we speak to young people who are sort of on the verge of confirmation a bit too much about like this person, almost like it's a rite of passage. And we have to remember, it's not a bar mitzvah or a bat mitzvah. You know, it's different. It's the most important aspect of confirmation seems to be spoken about the least. I don't know how these things happen, but they just do, you know, over time. It's a completion of our baptism. It's the final part of our sacraments of initiation. That's really the most important aspect of it. But sometimes we put too much responsibility on the shoulders of these young people to be like, oh, this is your personal choice. Do you think that these kids have this stuff figured out when they're freshmen in high school? How many of us have it figured out as grown adults in our faith? It's a journey, but sometimes the shoulder is like, well, you're going to have to be a great Catholic from here on out, so you're making that personal choice to do so. It's like, no, it's a completion of what you got as a baby at baptism. It's just like, so what I want you to have is this much openness. If you can have more than that, then fantastic. You know, if your arms are wide open and you're completely open to receiving the Spirit as much as you possibly can, then absolutely. But the Lord, the Holy Spirit, only needs the size of a pinhole, right? He only needs a little bit of openness to crack somebody wide open. And so we just want those who are going to be confirmed to be open to receiving the Spirit, to growing in their faith more and more, and for those spiritual gifts to continue to grow. Sometimes I think it's the way that we frame these different things, right? And so, you know, we hear in the Gospel of John today, you know, that again, it's another conversation of earthly things. Those who speak of earthly things are earthly people, you know, and those who focus on heavenly things start to transform their life. So one of the challenges I gave to the young folks yesterday was, I said, you know, how many of you have, you know, Instagram or of course some social media or whatever, and of course almost everybody's hand went up, and I said, how many of you follow anything about the Catholic faith on Instagram? All the hands went down, right? And of course it's such a softball though. Like, for those of you who do have some of those social media accounts, there are tons and tons of Catholic content on those things. There's a guy that, I use this stuff very infrequently, but I can't think of it's Baratus Catholic or something like that. But he's an amazing, amazing illustrator. And he has these drawings of the saints and the Blessed Mother that are like, almost like super heroic looking. They're beautiful, an amazing ability in art. And so I love to see his drawings of the saints and different things like that, or just different Catholic places. All you have to do is go in there and write Catholic in their search function, or Catholic saints, or, you know, the Blessed Virgin Mary, and all kinds of things pop up, right? And so all you have to do is start there, and it's amazing. And you know, also the other things that we try to do is, the only way that this stuff, that we could start to really become heavenly-minded instead of earthly-minded, is we have to integrate this kind of stuff into our daily reality somehow, in some way. You know, like, what is that? So I try to be as creative as this as possible. So some of you know one of our seminarians, Justin Echeverry, and his mom, Lily. So Lily used to get those little mini miraculous medals, and she would put, you know, so there's three boys and one girl in the family. Every single one of those boys who played football or track, one of those little medals went on the lace of their cleat or their shoe and stuff. And so I sometimes would take a Saints medal and make it into like a zipper pull or something like that on a backpack or a jacket. But it's just like, where do we make it more present in our life so it actually happens? Sometimes when I'm talking to the young folks about, and the reason I talk to you guys about this, because it applies to us too, right? You know, how do we integrate it into our daily life? And so one thing that I did, I don't remember where this came from, but it didn't come from me. It came from somebody else who was smarter than me that did this, and then somehow I absorbed it. But when I make my bed in the morning, and I was telling the kids that also requires that you actually make your bed for the step to work, right? So I was like, when you make your bed in the morning, I have a crucifix. And I kiss the crucifix, and I put it on my pillow, and that's when I make my morning offering. That's when I offer my day to God, that His will be done in my life. And then what happens at the end of the day? At the end of the day, when I get to my bed, the crucifix is on the pillow. So I have to take the crucifix off the pillow. So the first part of my day reminds me of Christ, and then the last part of my day reminds me of Christ. It's just like, we need that because there's too much distraction, so we have to kind of put checkpoints into our daily life to continue to remind us of these things. And if we do that, we really do become people that are heavenly-minded rather than earthly-minded. Today, I wanted to celebrate the optional memorial of St. Louis de Montfort, and I'm sure that's been a great force in many of your lives, because, I don't know, you know, maybe could I get a show of hands? Who's read The True Devotion of Mary, you know, like or the Rosary book that he wrote? Yeah, so many of you have read that book. That book, when I was a younger man, that blew my mind. Like, it really blew my mind hearing some of the promises of those who pray the Rosary. I was just like, wow. So he was a heroic person that placed the Blessed Mother at the center of his life. And there's just two quotes that I kind of extracted today that I wanted to read because I think that they're amazing. You know, so he said, St. Louis said, our entire perfection consists in being conformed. One of the things I mentioned to everybody, because I was in Sister Diana's technology class yesterday, so it was great for me to be there and then a religious sister to be there in the class. And I said, often when you enter religious life or you enter the seminary, we just simply call it formation. I was like, what's required of being formed, right? You have to be a malleable person, somebody who can be molded into the image and likeness of Christ, right? So St. Louis says, our entire perfection consists of being conformed, united, and consecrated to Jesus Christ. Hence, the most perfect of all devotions is undoubtedly that which conforms, unites, and consecrates us most perfectly to Jesus Christ. Now, since Mary is of all creatures the one most conformed to Jesus Christ, it follows that among all devotions, that which most consecrates and conforms a soul to our Lord is devotion to Mary, His Holy Mother, and that the more a soul is consecrated to her, the more it will be consecrated to Jesus. Again, it's a molding of self into an image of Christ, and the Blessed Mother is always pointing that way or helping us to do that the most perfectly. And then the other one is this, and this is just an unbelievable quote, right? If you say the Rosary faithfully until death, I do assure you that in spite of the gravity of your sins, you shall receive a never-fading crown of glory. Even if you are on the brink of damnation, even if you have one foot in hell, even if you have sold your soul to the devil as sorcerers who practice black magic, and even if you are a heretic as obstinate as a devil, sooner or later you will be converted, and you will amend your life, and you will save your soul. If, and mark well what I say, if you say the Holy Rosary devoutly every day until death for the purpose of knowing the truth. That's unbelievable, right? That it has so much power that even if you're living a very purposefully evil existence, that at some point in your life, you will be delivered because of keeping that relationship up with the Blessed Virgin Mary, because of your meditation on the mysteries of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what's so amazing about the rosary, right? If we're seeking to be heavenly-minded people, one of the most heavenly-minded things we could possibly do is to meditate on Jesus and Mary's life, every day of our life. That's why the rosary is such a powerful tool, because we look at all the most important events of Christ's life every single day. And then over the course of the week, you know, the entire mystery of Christ coming to redeem us on this earth is always in the forefront of your mind. That's why it's so powerful. That's why it's been powerful for me. That's how I met John, was by bringing rosaries to the shop. Many of you make rosaries. So this is a rosary-centric community of St. Cecilia. There's a reason why this is a holy community of faith here at St. Cecilia. So continue that devotion of the rosary, and continue to make these things a part of the fabric of your Christian life. God bless you all.